This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, August 21st. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Shares of Target are spiking today thanks to a strong second quarter. We'll update the retail sector in our next segment. But right now, the Labor Department has issued a downward revision of American Jobs. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, head of Global Investment Strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. Non-farm payroll growth revised downward by about 818,000 jobs. That's through the 12-month period, March of 23 through March of 2024. And Paul, before we talk about how we can put these numbers in context, I think we need to explain the methodology of the monthly employment report and how that is in a first best guess, and those numbers are revised upwards or downwards.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, and nice to be with you again. The Labor Department, every month, let's say early this month, will take a survey of employers to see how many jobs they added during a particular week. Then that gets reported as the number of jobs created for that month the following month, First Friday. So you can see that there's just one week's worth of surveys, and they make adjustments, of course, for the fact that it's only 1 week, and they make adjustments for the fact that they're only surveying a handful or some of the businesses out there. It wouldn't be really feasible to do all of the businesses in the U.S. So, you know, you get weird things happening, like suddenly a hurricane comes in the week when you're doing the survey, and so that's going to throw it off. Or you have a lot of immigration that's coming in and taking jobs, and some of them are reported and some of them aren't reported, and that's going to lead to errors as well. And once a year, the Labor Department makes this adjustment. This is a pretty big adjustment, but it still leaves a labor market essentially that is intact. Well, you know, we think still growing here and at a more or less average rate. So it's a big number, but markets have really not moved very much.
Now, this is the largest revision downward since it's in well over a dozen years. And what are some of the factors at play here? Is it a lower response rate to the survey, or is it still just an after effect of a very strange labor market, one that saw massive job losses and then massive job gains in a short period of time coming out of the depths of COVID?
Yes, that's a very big factor here. The idea that we really, even though COVID in our minds was 4 years ago, we stopped wearing masks, most of us, but there's some underreporting that's going on, and there's some people who had been out of the labor force even for the last 2 or 3 years who have now come back in. So it's just a very difficult period to try to get these numbers accurate, especially, as I mentioned, when you're doing a survey, just that covers 1 week.
Now, what kind of portrait does this paint of the job market? I mean, the economy undisputably is in a healthy place right now. You can hear that through earnings reports, consumer spending. People feel comfortable to spend and go on vacation. But some of these lofty numbers were not as lofty as first thought. So what's the state of the job market and what does it say about the economy?
I think it says more about the economy that we thought we had in 22 and into 23 and then in early 24 when it seemed incredibly strong, but wages were only going up 3 to 4%. And it was just an amazing job market that created so many jobs. Well, now we know in retrospect that the survey methodology was, in fact, overcounting. That doesn't mean that we have a weak job market now. It just means that it wasn't as strong as we thought it was, let's say, a year or two ago.
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, the latest on retail, including a solid report from Target.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
We are actually talking about the retail sector. We're talking to Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online at theretaildoc.com. We're talking about some of the discount retail chains, and you're talking to a discount host today, Bob. The discount retail chains, the place that give you the deals, the TJ Maxx's of the worlds and the Targets of the worlds, doing a lot better in the second quarter because there are a lot of shoppers out there looking for a deal. A very healthy report from Target.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, look, they are up 3%. The thing that was great, they had more transactions, which meant more people were walking in the door. The average was down a little bit, though, which means that we had attracted discount shoppers or things that didn't quite move, but their apparel sales are up. And yeah, Macy's is down. They didn't meet necessarily the target, but Bloomingdale's is up 2%. So it's kind of a mixed signal, except that retail, and particularly brick and mortar retail, is doing pretty well. And, you know, on piggybacking to your jobs report, in the last 2 years, we've still gained 2 million new jobs. So I think we're seeing it in retail. We're seeing confidence up there. And TJ Maxx sales were up 5% in the most recent quarter as well. So it's good stuff, man.
When it comes to Target, does this also mean that the culture war is over? Because a year ago, Target found itself in the middle of the much larger discussion over LGBTQ rights, and they were getting some static from more conservative members of the audience about some of their Pride Month displays in June. Does this mean that the spotlight has moved on?
Well, I think they also realized that knowing your audience, right? So they did definitely pull back, and some people think that was caving in. Other people just realized that merchandise wasn't necessarily selling. But Target's always been a target. You know, when the whole bathroom thing came out, who did they go after? It's Target, because they're so big, just like Starbucks and some other ones. So I think you can find a lot of stories that people want to paint on it. The reality is they sell a lot of merchandise. They do a good job. They're a profitable operation, and everybody should feel good about that, because more opportunities for people to buy means more people opportunity to make and distribute and all the other things. You know, retail is responsible for 1 in 4 jobs, my friend.
Now,
so if we understand that, we should be rooting for everybody to do well, right?
Right. And when we talk about Macy's, it was profitable in the second quarter, but the shoppers are looking for deals. And how can Macy's respond to that, even though the Americans say, let's go on a Target run and get X, Y, and Z, and Macy's is more of a special occasion?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting observation. Macy's has kind of been the coupon queen for decades of 2-for-1, and this is on sale this weekend and all of that. So it's not like they don't have sales. I think the challenge is, how do they balance it against people going there for full price? And Bloomingdale's seems to have that. And Tony Spring is the CEO, and he's got a pilot in 50 stores in Macy's that are doing better. So I think we are all hoping that new format will work. You know, the joke is, people say, oh, department stores are dead. What do you think Target is? What do you think Walmart is? They're a department store. You go there to go to a department. So where the money is, though, is you don't just go in and pick and choose that one item. you go in and buy more. And I think that's what everybody is trying to figure out how to do more of.
Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. The website, theretaildoc.com. Coming up next, as promised, there is a change in Ford's electric vehicle strategy.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Ford is announcing changes to its electric vehicle strategy. Let's get the very latest from Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent based in Detroit. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. And I was so excited to have this conversation with you, Jeff, that I actually introduced a previous guest as you and began asking him about Ford's electric vehicle strategy. So now they got the rehearsal out of the way. I will be asking you some really good, intelligent questions, Jeff. So there was a great deal of hype and discussion about the big Detroit 3 really retooling, to getting ready to usher in the EV era and to kind of move on from the internal combustion engine. But it seems like Ford has hit a bit of a speed bump in that evolution.
Yeah, you know what? They've lost almost $2.5 billion on electric vehicles in the first half of this year. They expect to lose about that much in the second half. And they understand that the market is not moving as fast as they thought it would. So they're going to emphasize hybrids more with everyday consumers and emphasize EVs for commercial buyers where they can make a case for better total cost of ownership, you know, reasonable charging routes, and also a lot of those consumers will get EV credits for buying EVs. So they're at least for the short term targeting the work market with EVs and think consumers are going to be a lot more interested in hybrids.
And speaking of target, it was target 2035 for moving on from the internal combustion engine for the Detroit 3. Are they still on schedule? Is that still the plan?
Well, that target is from California, and that is their rule that by 2035, all of the vehicles, all the new vehicles sold there have to be electric vehicles. Now, a lot of experts I talk to say if there's not a marketplace for them and if there aren't that many vehicles available, they're going to have to budge some on that. But, you know, I think the feeling of the industry right now is EVs are still the future, but they're more of a long-term future, and that future is getting pushed back a little more every day.
And we talk about California just because it is the largest and most populous state of the union, that it really can move the economy because everybody has to accommodate that giant market.
It certainly can, and not only is it California, but there are about a dozen other states that follow California's lead. But the reality is, if consumers are not buying electric vehicles in large numbers, then those states are going to have to recalibrate what they're doing. And a lot of experts believe that we are on the road to EVs, but it's going to take longer because we need breakthroughs in recharging, breakthroughs in range, things of that nature, get the cost down. So there's a lot of work going on, but it's not going to happen overnight.
And then very quickly, Jeff, I read an observation yesterday that said that the Detroit 3 could have crushed Tesla a long time ago, but the traditional car companies and Tesla were evaluated on different criteria. Wall Street rewarded growth at Tesla, but they want the Detroit 3 to play the hits and make the profitable vehicles.
Well, at this particular point, you know, the F-150, the pickups are the cash cows. And, you know, we like the future, we like technology, but Wall Street also likes profits.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent based in Detroit. Thank you for joining us today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Hey,
this is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Chicago's police superintendent discusses the CPD approach to arrests during the Democratic convention. One of those arrests involves a man with a gun who was in a vehicle near the United Center. Personal Finance Wednesday. More consumers are opting for buy now, pay later plans. We'll examine the pluses and minuses. And young adults are prime targets for back-to-school scams. WBBM Business. The markets are higher. The Dow is up 40 points. NASDAQ up 46. The S&P 500 up 15. 73 degrees right now under partly sunny skies at 12:31. Topping our news at the half hour, Chicago police arrested more than 55 protesters during a protest in the West Loop last night. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling spoke this morning about his department's strategy for dealing with demonstrators.
And what I've said from the very beginning is that if you come to our city, whether you live here or you're visiting, and you show up with the intent on having your First Amendment rights exercised and bring no violence, no vandalism to our city, no hate to our city, we will allow you to do that and protect your rights.
A man from Wisconsin will be due in Cook County Court next month on a charge of unlawful use of a weapon after being found with a gun near the United Center. The Sun-Times reports 28-year-old Juan Pablo Zaluda Vargas was in possession of an unloaded Glock handgun, ammunition, and a police-style radio when arrested in Chicago on Monday. The paper says Zaluda Vargas was caught carrying a gun near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last month. He was reportedly let go because he holds a concealed carry license in Wisconsin. Stay with us for all the latest on the Democratic National Convention and its related events, including live coverage of Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz's speech tonight. You can also follow us on social media and get more by clicking on the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. It's 12:32. The markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors, based in New York. Jim, thank you for joining us today. How are the markets digesting that the benchmark revisions in the employment market?
Yeah, it hasn't had a significant impact because there are two schools of thought. One is that the labor market was not as tight as originally thought, and that therefore that would increase the chances that the Fed would lower rates. The countervailing opinion is that the way that survey is created, it doesn't count migrants and people who are not Americans who are residing and working here. and taking jobs, but don't report them to various official statistics, so that actually in that school of thought, the labor market is tighter and stronger than expected, than reported in that report. So net, it's open to discussion, and it's not having a major impact, but on balance, I would say it slightly increases the already expected odds of a rate cut in September.
And those odds could potentially be turbocharged about 27 minutes from now when we get the minutes from the last Fed meeting, where we kind of look inside the heads of the Fed governors when they decided to stand pat last time, but really open the door wide open to a rate cut in September.
Yeah, I suspect that we're not going to learn that much from these minutes, although it will be helpful to see them. The markets are navigating a narrow pathway here in that they want to see the Fed lower rates consistently, but they don't want a sense of panic in the marketplace that the Fed does it dramatically because they see a weakening in the economy that's not yet apparent in the official statistics. So what I think the best scenario for the markets is 225-point cuts this year, because that will allow for a loosening of financial markets and not indicate any panic on the part of the Fed. I think, you know, no cuts would be a disappointment, and a dramatic cut would be a disappointment. So I think the Fed is going to want to weave that carefully, and I suspect when Powell speaks on Friday, he will try to thread the needle in that direction.
I think anybody who's lived through July of 2024, you know it's a fool's errand to look all the way into 2025. But is that the way going forward, a 25 basis point cut at every Fed meeting next year?
I think it's much too early to tell. And the markets have been consistently wrong in their far-out expectations of Fed cuts. Don't forget, it wasn't that many months ago they were talking about 6 or 7 cuts this year. Then they were talking about no cuts, or even some thinking that there would be another increase. Then they went to one cut, and now somewhere between 2 and 3. So I think this is a moving target, subject to lots of volatility and incoming data. And I wouldn't put too much into next year's forecast, although we will get the Fed dot plot on September 18th, which will tell you what the Fed is thinking about the rest of this year and next year.
Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director at Clearstead Advisors in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, deciding when it's smart to make a buy now, pay later purchase.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Buy now, pay later is becoming a more popular option for consumers. Let's discuss the pros and cons with Liz Pagel, Senior Vice President, Consumer Lending with TransUnion in Chicago. Liz, thank you for joining us today. And the buy now, pay later plans are like a 21st century version of installment plans, but instead of just paying installments to the store, that purchase is financed, and then you pay off the lender at a 0% interest rate. And for a lot of people, it is a way of getting a big ticket item into your house without breaking the bank. What are some of the pros and cons of buy now, pay later plans, Liz, now that they've been in practice for a couple of years?
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has become a really popular product. Consumers are definitely considering it an important part of their wallet these days. It's really a great way to pay for a larger purchase. Like you said, 0% interest, and you can pay it off over a couple of different payments and really even out your cash flows. But what the consumer really needs to remember is it's still a purchase. You really have to make sure you can actually make all those payments. And it's important to remember, not only do you have to make those 4 or 6 payments over that set period of time, you still have to make sure you can pay all your other bills during that period of time as well. So it's really, it requires a little bit of advanced planning.
Also, everything adds up too. So if you purchase 2 or 3 big ticket items via buy now, mm-hmm. pay later plans, you know, maybe it's $30 a month, $40 a month, or $100 a month. Over time, that can turn into some pretty hefty payments on a monthly basis.
Right. I mean, they do last only a short period of time, so they're over pretty quickly. But yeah, if you make one payment on a Tuesday, and then there's another one on a Thursday, and another one's coming out on a Friday, you really have to make sure that you're paying attention to your bank account.
Now, Liz, you do work for TransUnion, which is one of the major credit reporting agencies. And for some people, buy now, pay later plans could be a good way to build credit or boost your credit score.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming soon. So to date, most buy now, pay later lenders have not reported their data to the credit reporting agencies. So you can take out these loans, and it has actually today no effect for the most part on your credit scores. You should always check with the lender to make sure. But coming soon, the lenders are going to start reporting the data, which is really, really exciting because consumers do really well with these products. On the whole, they're very good at making these payments, and consumers should get credit for those positive payments like they do on all their other loans. And these are a simpler way to build credit. So if you really think about taking a regular purchase you were going to make anyways, make sure you can make the payments, use a buy now, pay later, get it to count towards your credit score, and start establishing that history. It's a great, easy to understand way for consumers, especially the ones that are already using it.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. We're talking about buy now, pay later plans with Liz Pagel, Senior Vice President Consumer Lending at TransUnion in Chicago. Now, when it comes to determining the various factors that go into establishing your credit score, what are some things that work in favor of you and what are some things that work against you, especially when it comes to in the future using buy now, pay later plans to build that credit?
Yeah, so I encourage everyone to go to TransUnion.com for tips on how to manage your credit score. But one thing that's really important and that people don't often know that goes into the credit score is the utilization percentage on your credit card. So if you have a $2,000 limit on your credit card and you're using $2,000 of it, that's 100% utilization on your credit card. We recommend 30% or lower utilization on your credit card to help improve your credit score. That's a really big one of the factors that goes into the score. So if you think about making a big purchase, like you have to buy a vacuum cleaner or a couch, it actually could be really helpful to use a buy now, pay later loan to keep that utilization lower on your credit card and to put yourself on a really regimented plan to pay that purchase off.
Now, if you have a number of credit accounts on your credit score, and even if you're keeping up with the payments, adding a new credit account or potentially increasing your credit limit, does that help you or does that count against you?
It depends. There's a lot of different factors that go into a score and they kind of play off each other. So adding a new account, you got to just make sure you can make those positive payments. A delinquency is the major thing that will hurt your score across the board. So like I said, if you get a buy now, pay later loan, make sure you can still pay your auto loan and your other loans on that credit report and make sure you can make everything on time.
Liz Pagel, Senior Vice President, Consumer Lending, TransUnion in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday and still to come, a lesson on back-to-school scams.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As students return to college campuses, there are cyber dangers lurking. Let's check in with Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, host of the podcast What the Hack with Adam Levin, author of the book Swipe, based in Nashville, Tennessee. Adam, thank you for joining us today. And college is a learning experience, not only in the classroom, but it's also a learning about life as you move into a dorm and adjust to life on your own away from mom and dad. And sometimes that lesson can be delivered the hard way. And with everything living outside of your phone and living through apps, you can be ripped off in any number of ways now as you're starting out in your college life.
Oh, no, there are all kinds of ways to get ripped off. And, you know, hackers love life event changes in particular because it's El Dorado for them. Because you're distracted, you're busy, and distraction means vulnerability. So there are scams that kids have to look out for. Textbook scams, scholarship scams, job scams, housing scams, ticket scams. And then, of course, there's sextortion scams. So real quick, textbook scams, that's when you're lured by an incredible price to a website that you know nothing about or communicating with someone you've never met before, and they get you to use a Cash App to buy something that you either won't get or when you get it, it's garbage. It's not what you expected by any means. Whether you have scholarship scams, you get an unexpected sell or text or call, or there's a social media post, or you get an email, and they say, we can help you get a scholarship, and all you have to do is pay an upfront application fee. When you see that, run. Also, kids, when they go to college, sometimes they're looking for a job to help them pay for it. And beware of fake recruiters or jobs that offer larger payments for not a lot of work. So they'll say you get an upfront bonus. They say, now use your credit card to purchase certain items and send these products to a designated address. The first check may be real, small, but the second check may bounce. I also beware of when they send you a check and say, keep your commission, send us the balance. Because what happens then is you do that, you deposit it, you do it, and the check bounces. Also, if you're renting housing, make sure you actually see the property and know a little bit about it and speak to somebody there, as opposed to just sending somebody money online. Tickets also. Beware of fake ticket scams or buying tickets from the wrong people. And then, of course, the big problem with a lot of people and young people, sextortion scams. That's where you start communicating with somebody. They're not who you think they are. You end up sending them a compromising picture, and suddenly you get a direct message saying, if you don't pay us $1,000, we're going to release this picture to everybody you know. So never, ever send a compromising picture to anyone, and make sure you know who you're communicating with.
And that's good advice at any age. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, host of the podcast What the Hack with Adam Levin, author of the book Swiped, based in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.